Okay, so make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Put your feet on the floor and your hands on your lap if that feels comfortable to you. And just allow your eyes to close and find a comfortable position. So this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise to deal with distressing thoughts and feelings in a more calm, collective, and reasonable way. And so with time that you'll discover that no matter how bad your internal experience is, it never lasts for long. You'll discover soon that distressing thoughts and feelings can come and go. The more awareness you develop over time, the less grip, the less hold they have over your life. So this exercise is not about immediately making you feel better or different. This may happen, however. The idea is to bring some compassion and acceptance to your experience, to bring some awareness of your thoughts and feelings to your experience. So it's about learning how to stay with anxious, self-deprecating, self-critical, or feelings of overwhelm or shame or guilt. Stay with these feelings with a sense of loving kindness and acceptance, bringing a warmth and compassion to the experience. Remembering that mindful acceptance and awareness is a skill that comes with practice. Like any skill, it gets stronger over time the more you practice it. The only important thing is commit to practicing it. And eventually you can practice it without the need of the recording. You'll be able to just take a few moments wherever you are and just practice the exercise. It's always good to find a comfortable, quiet place to practice the exercise. So making yourself comfortable with your feet on the floor, your hands relaxed on your lap, your head in a comfortable position, allowing your eyes to close more comfortably. Take a few moments to get in touch with your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow in through your nose and exhaling out through your mouth. Focusing all your attention on the gentle movement of the breath coming in and out. It's very rhythmic, very gentle, very easy. It's like waves of an ocean coming in and out. Gently bring your attention to the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. To the rise and fall of your belly as you breathe in and you breathe out. Like gentle waves. Noticing the gentle changes, the gentle sensations. Taking a moment to really notice the sensations in your body as you breathe in and out. There's no need to control your breath in any way. Simply let your breath breathe itself and bring us a curiosity to your breath. There's nothing particular to be fixed or to be experienced. Nothing specific to be achieved. Just simply allow experience of awareness, acceptance, without needing it to be other than it is. And sooner or later, your mind will wander, and that's the nature of the mind. It'll wander away to other concerns, wander away to things you need to do today, things that are upcoming. It may wander away to worry thoughts, self-deprecating thoughts, thoughts of criticism about yourself, your being, your body. It may wander away to planning and dreaming, drifting. This is what the mind does much of the time. And when you notice your mind has wandered, you can gently congratulate yourself and bring it back to your breath. This bringing it back is the awareness we're achieving, the awareness that we're trying to achieve. This is the state of awareness. You may gently acknowledge briefly where your mind has been. Ah, wandering off to thinking, planning, dreaming, criticizing, judging. Gently escort your mind back to the breath, in and out. As best as you can, bring a quality of kindness, compassion to your awareness. Not judging your mind for having wandered off. Not judging your thoughts for where they were. Just a gentle sense of curiosity, acceptance, warmth, and compassion. Just notice the feelings, the thoughts, acknowledge them, and stay with them. There's no need to think anything else. Just allow them to be, make as much space for them, and you'll notice as you give them space, as you give them breath, as much space as they need. Give them as much space as they need, you'll notice over time they need to take up less. And when you become aware of any bodily sensations, feelings, tensions, frustration, tightness, impatience, acknowledge its presence and make space for them. Don't try to hold on to them, understand them, reason them, change them. Just open your heart and allow them to be there. If there's any anxiety, any tension, frustration, impatience, just allow it to be there. Make space for it. It may take up the space of a room, the space of a house, the space of a football field. Allow it to take up as much space as it needs. Also, watch the sensations change from moment to moment. Sometimes they grow stronger. Sometimes they stay the same. Sometimes they grow weaker. It really doesn't matter what they do. Just breathe calmly in and out. Imagining the breath move in and out to that region of the body that needs it the most, where the greatest distress is hovering at that moment. Remembering the purpose is not to necessarily feel better, to make anything change, but just be with the experience, whatever it will be. And if you notice you're unable to focus on your breath because the intense physical sensations of discomfort, just let go of your focus on your breath and shift your focus to the place of discomfort. Gently direct your attention there. Stay with it no matter how bad it seems. Take a look at it. Give it a color. Notice where it is in your body. Notice how it moves, what it feels like. Notice if it's stiff or fluid. Notice all of its qualities. Be with it, whatever it is. Notice if you're having thoughts about your feelings and your body. Evaluations, judgments like dangerous, getting worse, intense, categorizing it as we do, good or bad, apple, orange, labeling it, judging it, evaluating it. Notice the evaluations of the sensations. Notice your experience, the difference between yourself and your thoughts, the difference between your experience of your feelings and you, the difference between your urges and you. Notice the separation between you and your thoughts, you and your feelings, you and your sensations. Often we fuse with our thoughts. They become one and immediately valid. But thoughts, feelings, and urges are simply events. They're neuronal activities. They're simply impulses. They're experiences. They're not necessarily us. As we start to recognize our thoughts and feelings and urges as separate from ourselves, we begin to diffuse from them. they are no longer us. Observe, for instance, if you're worrying, silently say to yourself, worry. There's criticism. There's judgment. There's blame. There's shoulds. There's filtering. There's guilt. Don't judge yourself for having these thoughts and feelings. Just notice yourself with a quality of kindness and compassion. And you can do the same with other thoughts and feelings. Planning, reminiscing, longing, wishing, hoping, wanting. Label the thoughts and feelings and move on. Thoughts and feelings come and go. You're not what you think. You're not what you feel. No matter how persistent or intense they may be. You are the place and the space for your experience. So make space, a kind space, a gentle, loving space. And allow yourself to experience doubts, reservations, fears, and just label them. Don't fuse with them, buy into them, validate them, think they're immediately valid just because they appear in your mind, or you feel them in your body, or you have that emotional experience. They're separate from you. And when you're ready, I'd like you to shift your attention to a thought, a sensation, experience, an emotion that's distressing for you. It may cause guilt, shame, self-loathing. No matter how bad it seems, shift your attention there. Notice the strong feelings may arise, the sense of overwhelm, the heaviness in your body may settle in. Allowing them to be as they are, rather than what your mind tells you they are. Simply hold the experience, the thoughts, the feelings in your body, the emotions in your awareness, without pushing it away, without minimizing, validating, dismissing, ignoring, or justifying. Just allow it to be in your awareness. Stay with the discomfort. Stay with your breath and open yourself to it. Allow it to take up space, accepting, allowing it to be there. If you notice yourself tensing up, resisting, pushing away from the experience, just acknowledge that. Acknowledge the repulsion, the resistance, the fear, the overwhelm, the discomfort, the desire for it to go away and stop. Must this feeling be your enemy? The more we just allow it to be there, the less power it has over time. Make room for the discomfort. Notice what it feels moment to moment. Invite it to be there. Let it be there. Let yourself feel what it is. Because it's your experience in this moment. And it's your awareness of your experience in the moment that'll give you freedom from them. Notice if the discomfort is growing stronger. Must you repel it? Must you resist it? Can you open up space in your heart for it? Stay with the discomfort for as long as it pulls your attention. Stay with the discomfort, stay with your breath for as long as it's there. Staying with your breath in and out. Notice the judgments getting worse, getting heavier, but stay with the feeling underneath it. Stay with the sensations in your body. Stay with the emotions, stay with the thoughts. Stay with your breath. And whenever you sense the anxiety, the discomfort, the shame, the guilt, the self-loathing is no longer pulling for your attention. You can let it go. With every breath, just let it go. With every exhalation, just let it go. And what I'd like you to do now is just remember the age. Remember the age when you first became uncomfortable with your appearance, your body, your weight, your shape. Remember the age where it first popped into your mind. This may be recent or may have been an early life experience. Take a moment to identify the age that you were at the time. And when you've identified the age, remember what year it was and what you were doing in your life at that time. Where were you living? What did your room look like? What grade were you in? Who were your friends? What school were you in? What activities filled your time outside of school? Take yourself back in time, in your mind, and really be there. And remember, too, your memory of your body at that time, at that age. Remember what kind of clothes you wore. And if you can't remember specific outfits, remember, if you can, the general way that you dressed at that age. Do you remember what size you wore? Do you remember how much you weighed? Remember as much as possible as you can about your physical appearance at that age, when you first began to dislike your body. And what do you remember that first brought your attention to the first disliking of your body? Was there a specific event at that age in your life? Did you reach a certain weight or a height? Did something difficult happen to you that changed your perception of your body? Recall this and the feelings you had along with it. What did you feel like at that age when you first realized you did not like your body or specific parts of your body? How did it feel to be suddenly dissatisfied when you looked in the mirror? Notice how that you carried that dissatisfaction in your body. Notice the pain. Has this pain gotten worse, gotten better? Has it changed? Have you walked for a period of time carrying this pain and disliking your body? And when you think ahead to the ideal you, the ideal you that's accepting, kind and compassionate with yourself, that likes yourself and is ever more confident, more self-assured. Think ahead to the idea of this ideal you. Picture an ideal room that's designed exactly as you would choose. And across the room from you is this ideal you, liking yourself, loving yourself, accepting and confident, unstoppable, strong. And the you today is in the doorway across the room from you, from the ideal you. And in the way, in the path between you today and the ideal you, are some hurdles, some things that are in the way. And I want you to see the things that are in the way. In the way between, the path between you today and the ideal you. See the things that are in the way. The hurdles, the thoughts, the feelings, the obstacles. Then I want you to bring to mind, when you see those thoughts, those obstacles, those hurdles that are in the way, a tool that'll help you clear the path. This tool can be one of many things. It can be the assistance and support of other people. It can be self-acceptance, self-love, kindness with yourself, compassion. It can be more positive affirmations. But whatever it is for you, be it people, words, kindness, compassion, I want you to imagine grabbing that tool, clearing the path. Feel yourself, see yourself clear the path between the you today and the you you choose to be, the ideal you. See yourself, feel yourself clearing the path, walking towards yourself, moving things out of the way. You may need assistance. There may be people along the way who help you with this. Take whatever you need to clear this path. And as you clear the path and approach the ideal you, I would like you to fuse with this sense of the ideal you. Fuse with this feeling of being confident, self-assured, standing in front of the mirror. Hear yourself, feel yourself, say, I like you, I love you, and I accept you, just as you are here today. Feel that in your body. Feel your confidence grow stronger as your spine stretches up. Feel the strength in your posture. Instead of the emotional hills and valleys, ups and downs you feel today, when you're fused with the ideal you, it feels more constant, consistent, predictable. Just fuse with that feeling for a moment longer. Notice what you need to do for you, to take care of you, to ensure you can continue to clear the path, so that you can reach this sense of confidence, self-assurance, liking, and acceptance. And take a moment to bring an intention to yourself. Each and every time you practice this exercise with or without the recording, you can notice what was different for you, what was meaningful for you, what was helpful for you, and each and every time you practice, it'll be different. So notice each and every time, at the conclusion of your exercise, you make an intention for yourself for the day, something you choose to work on, one small step you'll choose to take. So making an intention for yourself and noticing how the exercise was helpful for you today. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.